Two games, two wins last week for the Mercer Lady Cardinals. They beat Southwest Livingston a week ago Tuesday, 57-19. A victory that wasn't a clock runner per se, but a convincing victory by about 27 points or so, if memory serves, up at Worth County on Friday. I think we're going to have a boys interview here coming up, but Coach Martin, his staff, and the players, they're on quarantine, so they're dealing with COVID right now. The Lady Cardinals, they got through that in December. We're talking about just the difficulty of this season off the air here with Coach Owens. But right now, Coach, you hope that the girls can stay off quarantine and those things, but the girls are playing pretty well for you.
Well, they are. I think we've gotten better each game, and, Worth County posed a big challenge for us. I thought, I thought they played really well in the first half, and I thought we played okay in the first half, and then we were able to in the second half, especially the third and fourth. Well, we kind of got a bigger lead in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter we were able to really put it away and played really well in the fourth quarter. But it was a back and forth game early and throughout most of the first half, and that was something we really needed.
As a coach, and I've had this discussion with coaches in the past, where you look at a season and you say, okay, if things don't go our way, this is our basement. If things really go our way and we put things together, here's our ceiling. Is it too early to look at what the ceiling can be for this team, Coach? Because, I know it's an interesting question because you got a lot of youth on the team that should get better as the season goes on with experience.
Well, you would hope so, and I think we talked about it last week. It's almost a day by day and game by game situation because you just don't know. There's so many unknowns this year, and it's just been one of those years that you just got to be happy and thankful when you get to play a game and be together and all that stuff, because you never know when things can change in a hurry and you've got to sit out a week or whatever. And so I think after right before Christmas we kind of had a situation where we didn't get to practice as much as we wanted to and things like that. And I think they really kind of put things in perspective. And since that point, have played very well. I thought we got a lot of help with like you said, our youth against Worth County. They really stepped up and played well. Emma Shipley and Maddie Fisher. And then one of our veterans, too, played her best game of the year probably, especially the last three quarters, in Rainey Michael. And Tori's just very, very consistent for us. The other teams do everything they can do to try and stop her, and she's just pretty tough inside and does a lot of great things for us on both ends of the floor, and that's continued throughout the week and so far this year.
Did you feel like, Coach, the scores were very similar last week? Both challenging road trips, one to Ludlow and the other over to Grant City, not necessarily, close, easy road trips for Mercer. Did you feel like, were the girls pretty consistent in their level of play in both games? Did you feel like they were a little bit better in one game compared to the other? How do you feel like the two games compared?
Well, I think the competition level was so much different with the Worth County game. They're not a bad basketball team. I think they were either 500 or a little over 500 and have beaten some decent teams. And going in, I just didn't know what to expect. And they were, all upperclassmen that were quite a bit thicker and stronger than we were. And so we were able to use some of our quickness and get some back cuts and get out and run a little bit. And that really came together in the third and fourth quarters. I thought, I said earlier, Rainey Michael kind of just defensively changed the game in the third quarter and then was able to get it and get out and go with some of our guys and get some good looks and we're able to put them in.
There should be. I know you're in the 1-8 matchup this afternoon, so, all the cliches that you don't want to stub your toe against an 8 seed. And at the end of the day, you want to come out and you want to play solid basketball. But, Maysville, North Harrison, that's a good 4-5 matchup on that side of the bracket. You got a Princeton team that's playing really well right now and a good Tri-County team on the bottom half of the bracket. You should find some really good tests in the three games that you have at Bethany this week.
Well, we sure will. I was kind of surprised that we ended up getting the one seed in that. We hadn't played too many games, and really there's a lot of unknowns with us. But, anytime you're the one seed, you've got the big target on you, and I know if we get by tonight, we don't see Maysville very often, and this is our only chance to play them. North Harrison, we potentially could see them a few times this year, but both of those teams are good, and then, even the next game after that, in the winner side or the loser side, will be a tough either third or first place game.
Yeah, the thing with Maysville, too, is I saw them play at Trenton and get a good win on Friday, and I know if you talk with their girls, if it is Maysville AC on Wednesday, and it could easily be North Harrison, but if it's Maysville, the girls that they have on the team, their sport that they're best at is softball, but they're athletic and pretty good. And so, you know, some of that athleticism that they have, it certainly helps them on the basketball court.
Well, it sure does. I did watch, you know, when I was scouting Albany earlier, that happened to be the game that I happened to see. And, you know, they were right with Albany, who's very good, and they were right with them the whole game. And I think right at the very end, it kind of turned for Albany. But, you know, they're going to be very similar to what Albany and Worth County were. They're going to be mostly upperclassmen that are strong and thick and very good athletes and all that stuff. So those are teams that can cause us trouble if we don't match their physicality.
So much of the success at Class One is just, you know, the wave of talent, whether or not you got it coming or whether, you know, you look at it and you say, man, we might have a couple of years that are a little bit on the lean side. Your ninth grade class, very good coach, and you know, doing a lot of good things at the varsity level. As far as, you know, looking at 2022, 23, what does it look like right now in those seventh and eighth grades up at Mercer on the girls' side?
Our junior high was competitive this year. We're mostly all eighth graders, and you know, I think there's a bright future there. I think they'll get better. It's just get some consistency. I know they're still working on some of the junior high kids to be able to help out next year and in the future. So, you know, basketball's always been a priority for both our boys and girls here at this school, and I have no complaints with the effort that we've gotten with any of our elementary or junior high programs.
Yeah, and for a school Mercer size too, and I think this goes to the tradition of winning that's in both programs. There might be a couple of lean years here and there where you just don't quite have that talent level that it usually is, but usually it's there, and I think that's just something that's built up over once these kids get to, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old, they're dribbling a basketball and they want to be Cardinals, and then you get them into the program where, you know, it's defense first, and that's really where you kind of butter your bread as far as, you know, a winning tradition is trying to slow people down defensively.
Well, we sure hope so, and you kind of hit the nail on the head there as far as our youth coaches that we've got here that's helped out throughout the years have all done a great job of getting kids ready to play. And it's pretty obvious when you have certain groups that come through that have, you know, the parents and the people that really step up and do a lot of things with them during the elementary years. And those are the kids that are successful when they get to junior high and high school. And, you know, the years that we've had classes where we haven't necessarily had, you know, they haven't been taken under at a young age, and you can definitely tell it from the classes that do and the classes that don't, and you know, anybody that works with our young kids around here, I know I should certainly appreciate it, and most everyone would.
You get that 4:30 game, the first game in a tournament, it's usually a fairly empty gym, and you're leaving school early in those things. How challenging are those games for you traditionally, Coach? Are those games that you really have to concentrate more on to make sure that the girls are ready to go at that hour?
Well, there hasn't been too many of the 1-8 games that I've walked out thinking we played really well or did a lot of good things. And so, you know, those things can happen. And fortunately, we haven't slipped up enough to get beaten any of those. And that's certainly a possibility. If you're not ready to go, you can stub your toe early in a tournament. And hopefully our kids are mature enough and things like that to get themselves ready and get the week started off right.
Well, after a early season loss against Penny made the Lady Cardinals 1-1, and they've ripped off 4 wins in a row. They're going to try to get a championship this week at the South Harrison Tournament. Interesting times, too. 4:30 this afternoon, the Lady Cardinals are going to take on East Harrison. If they take care of their business and win, they'd play in the late game Wednesday night at 9. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck over at Bethany this week.
All right. Thanks a lot.